The best version of yourself can only exist if you take care of your physical health and ensure that your body has all the nutrients it needs to function efficiently. Perfect companion for that would be Puritan's Pride. Puritan's Pride is a trusted vitamins and supplements manufacturer for the past 40 years. Here to provide you with the most quality health products at affordable prices. There's no reason not to give the hashtag gift of health this year, not just to the people around you, but to yourself as well. Check out Puritan's Pride Immunity Pack, including vitamin C, vitamin D3, and zinc supplements filled with everything you need to ensure that you and your family stays healthy this holiday season. You can go and check it out at Watson's, Lazada, or Shopee for only 999 pesos. Visit the link in the description to get your immunity pack from Puritan's Pride today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to the Trying Hard Podcast, brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics, where we believe na di nakakahiya na matawag na trying hard. Mas nakakahiya to not try at all, di ba? This is Laika Maravilla, a registered psychometrician, a trying hard educator, motivational speaker, and author. And it's time for us to share stories, insights, and lessons as we keep trying hard to be better together. Paano kung kulang yung binibigay sa'yo? How can you make the most of that situation? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Trying Hard podcast episode. Hi, and welcome to another Trying Hard podcast episode. If you haven't clicked or tapped follow yet, go ahead and do that right now. We have more conversations like this coming really soon. Pero itong particular conversation ito is geared towards people who want to make the most of a really unfair situation. Now, why am I doing this? Kasi itong past few weeks, I've been receiving an overwhelming number of messages from students and learners na nagsasabing their teachers are not showing up for classes, ni sila nag-effort. Some of them show up sa first session lang, tapos never again. I feel bad reading those comments, pero hindi ako nagulat din. Kasi even as a student, I went through those things. Now, I did set up a poll on Twitter and on Facebook, and let me share the results, okay? So the question was, have you ever had a teacher or a professor who didn't teach? Basically, who didn't make an effort. And on Twitter, ang lumabas after more than 1,500 votes, ay 98% had a teacher or a professor like that. Only 2% said na hindi. So these are the lucky ones or the blessed ones, if you want to think of it that way. So Facebook naman, the numbers are even worse. More than 11,000 people said yes. Ibig sabihin, nagkaroon sila ng ganong klaseng teachers or professors. And only 147 people said that all their teachers made an effort to teach them. So again, you see yung juxtaposition, yung pagkakaiba ng numbers na yon. And again, hindi ako nagulat because I went through that. When I was in high school, sa Quezon City Science High School, ako nag-high school kasi. And people were saying, oh, cream of the crop kayo, you will get the best education here, ganyan, ganyan. Pero first year pa lang, wala na kaming English teacher. We had one, tapos parang first week lang siya pumasok. After that, wala na kaming teacher for the rest of the year. May times na inaampon kami ng ibang section. So they would have a sit on the floor while the teacher is teaching. And obvious na ayaw nila sa amin doon. Some of them would even look down on us. Quite literally, kasi nga, again, nakaupo sila sa chairs, tas kami nasa floor, di ba? So, yun yung pinaka-hard lesson doon eh, na life is not fair. Ganun talaga. Even if you do your very best as a student, kasi di ba, yun naman ang part natin. Meron talaga mga teachers, or even after you graduate, bosses, who refuse to teach, who refuse to mentor, who refuse to share what they know. Maybe they're lazy, maybe they have other things to do. Pero ganun lang talaga. That's the reality of the situation. And looking through some of the comments, no, hindi unique yung experience na yun for me. In fact, some of them, no, ito si Grant Hu on Twitter, sabi niya, I have this teacher in college where he gave the topic to students and then pinareport daw sila. Wala naman daw ambag during discussion. He would just agree doon sa reporter for the day. Even during the Q&A, wala siyang say kahit doon pa sa summary or takeaway sa lesson or topic. And I know that kasi I had a teacher for a major subject who was like that. And the Zef says na sa kanila man naman daw, pinalilista lang or pinakopya sa kanila yung chapters 1 and 2 ng Ibong Adarna. When they all had books naman, nandun na yung pinapakopya sa kanila, and then that's what they did hanggang matapos nung yung subject niya. Bem shares a story saying na pinaghandaan daw nila yung reporting kasi yun yung pinagawa ng professors. Tapos hindi siya nagpapakita habang nag-report sila. So at the end of the sem, lahat daw sila binigyan ng 2.5. So again, no, ito yung reality situation and life is not fair. And one of the teachers, si Rod Seal Malinaw, shares, "This is so timely, coach. I am a teacher, but I'm also an eyewitness of teachers losing their motivation and excellence in teaching because of so many reasons." So even teachers admit na ganito. Some of the people who wrote comments shared that even as teachers, nakikita nila, observable ito, nangyayari talaga siya. But again, the next question would be, what do we do? Now, I'm not saying that I'm perfect or I did well when I was a kid. That's totally untrue. May mga times na wala rin akong gana, merong resentment that grew inside of me. Maybe meron pang traces of that if you're hearing my story, no? Hindi nga kasi talaga fair. But the challenge here is, what do we do next? Okay? Now, I've been telling you yung ating process, diba? Pagdating sa life. What I do is, I ask now, as in a new situation, and then I ask now what? Now what do we do about it? And we're going to treat this situation the same way. I've learned in order for me to have a positive impact on other people, I have to fix things within myself first. I have to give myself the gift of health so that when I'm well, when I'm healthy, when I'm full, I can go and pass it on to other people as well. So I think that is the best gift that you can give to yourself. And the gift of health is also something that you can give to others.
Hey there, this is Mish, and I'm inviting you to listen to season 4 of Mishconceptions. We're back with more topics to guide you through adulting, push you towards building a successful career, or help you towards self-improvement. A lot of our experiences in our lives are brought by maling akala or unmanaged expectation. This podcast aims to debunk those misconceptions and help you grow into a better version of yourself. You'll be able to listen to the new episodes every Monday morning to give you the energy boost that you need to start your week. See you there!
All right, now last week, I was invited to speak at a feast conference and Coach JC put me on the spot by asking me to share what I wanted to say to my younger self and what I wanted to say sa aking older self. Now, the first part, I didn't have any problem with kasi may answer na ako dyan. Someone asked me that on Twitter a number of months ago and I said that my answer was that not everything bad that happened to me was my fault. Ang mahirap was yung second part, which is what I would tell my older self. And it came down to this. I said I wanted to be able to tell my future self, my older self, na I hope I make you proud. Yun yung gusto nating gawin dito ngayon. Because the person standing between who you were and who you'll be is who you are now. I want you to believe that you can still make the most of this situation kahit gaano siya ka-unfair. So today we're going to talk about 3 things to do pag kulang yung nakukuha mo. Okay? Pag kulang yung nakukuha mong learning from your teachers, affection from your parents, loyalty from your friends. Because at the end of the day, again, no, you could look around and see this. Life is unfair. People are unfair. So the first thing that I encourage you to do kapag na-recognize mo may kulang is to look out. Okay? Ano ibig sabihin ng look out? I want you to think about finding resources to supplement your learning. Finding other ways to fill that need. And yes, again, it's not fair. It's not your fault. Dapat, di ba, binibigay sa'yo. Dapat minamahal ka ng mga people who were biologically pushed to love you and care for you. Pero ganun nga eh. Again, no? Recognition natin. Ito yung sitwasyon. It's not fair. So what can I do about it? You can look out. Ibig sabihin, find other ways to learn things. Find other ways to build your identity up, to build your self-esteem. Kahit na the people that you were expecting to encourage you are not doing it for you. Okay? So again, kapag kulang, kapag may recognition ng kakulangan, you have to look out. Find other resources. And I like the word supplement here, no? Bakit? Kasi when you talk about supplement, ang ibig sabihin niya, it adds to what you currently have. It helps out. It fills a need. And whether it's life or even sabihin na natin sa daily requirement natin ng vitamins or ng mga minerals, ganun yung konsepto eh. Kasi hindi ko kayang maka-access or maka-consume ng 500 milligrams of vitamin C just with my diet. Sometimes I forget to eat. Sometimes I don't eat a balanced diet, no? Kasi yun yung may access ako. So I would take supplements like Puritan Spread, no? It's very smart and very affordable din. They have vitamin C na tablets that only cost 549 pesos for 100 tablets. And meron ding package na immunity pack with vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. For only 1,156 sa Lazada right now. So again, no, dahil ako yung tipo ng tao na okay, wala akong access sa vitamin C, walang masyadong zinc yung diet ko, and I need this for my immunity, for my health, o di supplement natin, hanap tayo sa labas. So yung same metaphor na yun, yung gagawin natin sa learning natin. Kulang yung nakukuha ko sa teacher ko, so I would ask around. I would ask yung students from other sections, ano yung inaaral ninyo? I remember when I was in fourth year high school, kasi very important talaga ang grades pag graduating ka na. Like, we all knew that. I would ask yung mga teammates ko sa basketball or mga friends ko from other sections for their notes. Ano na yung inaaral ninyo? Para kahit papaano may idea ko kung nasa na sila. And then I would try to understand that and even maybe process it, answer some of the exercises that were given to them para kahit papaano lang makahabol ako. The same thing happened when I was in college kasi yung abnormal psychology professor namin wasn't really making an effort. So pupunta lang siya pag Saturday tapos magbabasa kami ng DSM-4 at that time, DSM-4 together. Walang classes, walang explanation, walang anything. As in, literally, babasahin lang namin. So, general anxiety disorder. Tapos ito, ganun lang ginagawa namin ng classmate ko. Sabi ko, hindi pwedeng ganito kasi major subject ito. If we have a board exam in the future, I'm sure iko-cover ito. So, what I did was, I would read resources sa library, journals. Mag-research ako on my own. Sometimes kapag merong mga slides online na published by professors from other universities or colleges, I would look through those. Mga webinars, seminars na pwedeng attendan, no? And again, that's something that you can still do right now. Honestly, the content that I put up on Team Laika, sa YouTube channel ng Team Laika, is designed for that. So supplemental learning for students who are having a hard time understanding their teachers. And I'm grateful that I get to do that and even receive some comments from students na nagsasabi na, oh, finally I understood this. Naintindihan ko with the example that you gave. But the key here is, kung hindi rin nila ginugol or hindi rin nila hinanap sa YouTube yung videos na yon, hindi rin nila makikita yung ginawa kong supplemental learning. So again, no, it has to come from you. You have to make a decision na, okay, nakukulangan ako dito, I have to do something else. Okay? So again, look out. Baka kulang yung binibigay sa'yo, pero hindi yan life sentence. Pwede kang maghanap. Okay? Now, second thing to do is to help out. This is very important, not just because it's the right thing to do, but it also makes sense if you think about longevity. No? Kung gusto mo maging sustainable yung learning mo, yung growth mo, hindi dapat sinasarili yung information. Hindi dapat sinasarili yung knowledge. And again, even with health, hindi dapat sinasarili yan. Dapat sinishare din natin with other people. You have to remember that if you're having a hard time and kulang yung natatanggap mo sa teacher na yan, sa parents mo, sa people around you, sa friends mo, the people around you who are in the similar or the same situation sa to lang, nakukulangan din sila. There are people who also struggle with that lack. And the truth is, you can band together and help each other. Magtulungan kayo. And I'm saying that kasi again, yung mga classmates ko rin. I'm happy that I found some people, hindi naman lahat, no, but some of the people that I was in classes with understood that. And so we would help each other out. We would keep each other in check. We would share resources. So, oh, there's this movie, there's this documentary I found about tong lesson na to or tong disorder na ito, an interview with a person who was going through this. Share links, right? Ito yung nakita ko about it. Kapag merong mga topics na hindi na-discuss sa amin, pero alam namin lalabas sa exam, even when I was in high school, I would try to share it with my friends. Sometimes even step sa front to share it with my class. And I'm grateful na I got to do those things kasi binaon ko sila up until now. And sa totoo lang, some of the techniques that I was able to develop and share with other people, ginagamit ko pa rin hanggang ngayon when I teach sa ibang tao or when I share my knowledge pagdating sa mga educational videos. So I encourage you again, no, kahit kulang na kulang ka doon sa nakukuha mo, I encourage you to help out. Support the people who are in the same situation. Trying hard ka rin ba maging podcaster? If you are a current podcaster o plano pa lang magsimula ng podcast mo soon, let me share something that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. Pwede kang mag-connect and collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. Makikita mo rin dun yung ibang mga tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly and maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can also keep track of your earnings in real time. And you can also cash out really quickly and everything happens online. So it's really easy. Kaya if you're a podcaster, trying hard maging podcaster, or trying hard dahil sumusubok pa lang, make sure that you sign up by clicking the link in the description of this episode and use my referral code, trying hard, isang salita lang yun, trying hard magkadugtong, so you can monetize your podcast too. Okay? Now, I'm going to be very, very frank with you when it comes to this. It's actually the same model that I have with my younger sister, si Jana, no? Kasi hindi rin ideal yung family namin eh. Hindi rin ideal yung family dynamic namin. The usual struggles of yung generational gap or favoritism or yung sheer lack of personal relationship with my parents. May ganun din kami na struggles. And I'm grateful that at least me and my youngest sister, si Jana nga, we hold each other up. We help each other out when I feel weak, when I struggle, when I go through my bouts with depression. She's there for me. And I try my best to be there for her as well. Kasi I understand where she's coming from eh. I understand how certain comments are hurtful to her. And because of that, I try my best na ibawi yung mga comments na yun. And she does the same for me. And because of that, yung kakulangan na nararamdaman namin, kahit papaano na-append. Again, as a supplement. Yun yung thing. And again, some of the things that I learned the hard way pa nga. Yung kahit papaano nabawasan yung ano ba, doing things for other people's acceptance or attention or recognition. Because I learned earlier to set that aside, I was able to share that knowledge with her and encourage her to just maybe be her full self then. And what I realized is when you help someone else, you help yourself too. Kasi may mga times na pag may nagpapapayo sa akin or humihingi sa akin ng tulong, yung share ko sa kanila or yung advice ko sa kanila, advice ko sa inyo sa mga previous episodes din ng Trying Hard Podcast, it helped me face some of the struggles that I had and it helped me tie things together in a knot. Nakatulong sa closure ko, nakatulong sa growth ko, nakatulong sa akin sa change ng perspective ko sa mga bagay na yon. Kasi mahirap magpayo kapag hindi ka okay. So when people ask me for advice, nakikita ko okay. May mga hindi pa pala ako okay with na parts and I need to focus on those so I can help other people. So again, no, kapag naramdaman mong kulang, find a way to help out. band together, help each other, magtulungan kayo. Now, the third point is this. Speak out. Now, some people may say, hindi, okay na yung first two. Nag-look out ka na, as in you took care of yourself, you supplemented your learning. Second, you helped someone out. Bonus na nga yun, sa totoo lang, you know? Huwag na mag-speak out, di ba? Huwag ka na magsabi. Pero I encourage you to, if you're in a good place na, especially if you're in a good place or if you are willing to take that risk, consider doing that. Consider speaking out. Bakit? Kasi you're not just doing it for yourself. You're going to do this for those who will come after you. Kasi if nobody speaks out, that thing will happen again and again. Kung walang magsasabi na, okay, this teacher isn't showing up for class, isn't making an effort, walang magbabago. And then that teacher will be incentivized to do the same thing next time. So ulitin lang din niya. So again, no, I encourage you na if you find it in your heart na prompted ako yung I really needed to speak out, go and do that. It's also a noble thing to do. Okay? Now, meron ngang nag-share ng story sa Twitter na si Nathan. Sabi niya, I had a teacher in AP when I was in junior high school. Nagmumukhang art class yung class niya kasi daw panay pa-drawing lang siya. It took a suggestion box entry to the principal's office to get her to teach us. Sabi ko, wow, it must have taken a lot of courage for you to report it. Did the school keep the report anonymous naman? I hope they did. And then Nathan, being very honest, said that it was actually their class president who did it for them. And nakatulong that the principal encouraged them to come forward and gumawa ng mga anonymous reports. Pero, again, someone spoke up. Someone had the courage to speak out, say that this isn't enough, we deserve more, we need to get more, this is the situation. And because of that, the teacher changed. And whether it's after the SEM, di ba, kapag meron ng teacher evaluation, or even, you know, just personally knocking on your dean's door, or the virtual door na ngayon, and sharing your stories, I would still encourage you to do that. Bakit? Kasi I've been in both places now. The first one is when someone did a bad thing and I felt like I didn't do enough to report it. Tapos the next year, I found out that the same person was doing it to a younger student. So someone who came after me. That was in high school. Tapos nung nasa college naman ako, again, bringing din yung, siguro yung bubog ko na from high school. When someone, when a professor betrayed my classmate's trust, I actually went to the dean, shared my story and said, this is not healthy, this is not right. And again, grew the guts na to stand up for what is right. And things changed after that. I'm grateful they did. I know it's putting yourself in a lot of risk, pero as long as you know you're right and you do it the right way naman, respectful ka pa rin, I feel it's still a noble thing to do. Now again, I'm not forcing you to do it, no. Pero if you really strongly feel na, okay, I can do something about it, I can speak out. Meron namang avenues to speak out anonymously. Please do that. Kasi that could save someone else in the future. No? So again, kapag kulang, what do? Number one, we look out for other resources. Punuin natin, punuan natin yung pagkulang na yan. Mag-effort din tayo. Number two, you help out. Okay, ito yung nakita ko, ito yung na-discover ko, ito yung supplemental resources. No? This works for me. Maybe it'll work for you. Magtulungan. And then third, speak out. Because if you don't speak out when bad things are happening, it will happen again and again. Okay? So, fault ba natin kapag kulang yung natatanggap natin? Hindi. It's not your fault. Much like what I said to my younger self, no? The bad things, all the bad things that happened to you, those weren't all your fault. But we can still choose to say na, okay, this is the situation. But when I face my older self, I want to be able to say na, I made you proud. I hope I make you proud. I'll do my very best to make you proud. So that when you turn back, diba, yung 50-year-old me, pag lumingon siya, sasabihin niya, buti na lang this 30-year-old version of me did what she could to get me to this point earlier. Now, whether you're young or hindi, what matters here is that you have ownership over what will happen in your life. And I encourage you to do that. When you feel like things are inadequate, when you feel like things aren't changing, take it upon yourself to be that change. Someone shared this, no? Si Angelito Salamat naman sa Facebook. Sabi niya, the moment that they didn't teach us already taught us something. And again, that's a very short way of saying what I've been trying to tell you for the past 20 minutes, no? Use this as a learning experience. It's not your fault. It's not fair. But that doesn't mean that you can't do something about it. So please do. Okay? Now, when it comes naman to taking care of your health and encouraging your loved ones to take care of their health as well, go ahead and check out Puritan's Pride. They're available. Meron din silang sales offer on Watson's, Lazada, and Shopee. You can get the immunity pack. This is what I would recommend because it has vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. All for 1,156 in a very good package. And may kasama na rin siyang pill box. So it's a really good deal for only 1,156 on Lazada right now. Go ahead and check that out. And this could be a good gift for yourself, a good gift for other people as well. All right? So thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to follow the podcast if you want more conversations like this. I hope to journey with you pa rin. And as we always say sa podcast na ito, dream big, work hard, start now. I'll see you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.